Is America really the land of opportunity, or is the Midlands second to none? Well, Enterprise Radio's here now. If you've got a problem, we can help you. If you've got a business idea, we can help you. And talking business after the next record, which incidentally is Diana Ross, and I'm coming out, Motown Records. Talking business with Gladstone. Find out what's happening. Keep it here. Enterprise Radio. 5:15. Especially like going out to my old mate, Carlton. Understand, you ain't getting no wages this week. You've been swearing on the air, talking about other frequencies and other stations. I'm ashamed of you. Especially like to all the crew behind Enterprise Radio. Thank you to Larry, who phoned in to tell us that the logo is finished and it's fine, and it'll be good for a T-shirt. Thanks, Larry. We'll be getting in touch with you quite soon. Enterprise Radio. Serving the community. I'm not actually coming out, I'm coming back after the break.
Dedications and requests on Enterprise FM, write to us at Enterprise Radio, PO Box 2004, Birmingham B57LU. This is also the address to send details of community information, things that are happening in your area. Let the rest of the community know about them too. Enterprise Radio, PO Box 2004, Birmingham B57LU. Or call our 24-hour hotline on 021 440 2698. Enterprise FM, caring for the community.
Are you ready? Come go with me to the OIC, yeah. Come go with me. Unemployed people, are you fed up? Do you want a job? Opportunity Industrialization Center invites all you moms and dads, brothers and sisters between the ages of 19 to 30 to enroll in our feeder program. YCP that is created to help you to prepare for and get the job you want. I am Chantal, a trainee. Come train with me. Improve your personal awareness of job hunting skills with letters of application, personal information chart, telephone techniques, perfect application form, employer's expectation, interview techniques, and personal representation. You'll find us at the OIC 2nd floor, 6 Rocky Lane, Aston B65RH. Phone us on Birmingham 359-7645. 359-7645. We are open Mondays 9 till 5.
Special moments should be kept forever. And they can be by contacting Memories Photographic Service on 021-356-3048 or 021-551-4101. From weddings to christenings, parties to home portraits, portfolios to reprints or enlargements, they're all no problem for Memories Photographic Service. So for a fast, polite and satisfactory photographic service, contact Gary or Beresford on 021-356-3048 or 021-551-4101. And don't forget, special moments should be kept forever.
Watch it, girls, watch it, girls. Come in here and beauty care in the heart of Lawsell Square. She's ready to go there. Yes, we specialize in black and white weaving, platinum hair extension, curly perm. You better stand firm. The number to call is 551-1946. That's Common Air and Beauty Care, Lozells Road in downtown Lozells.
Right, you listen to Enterprise Radio. The time is 22 minutes past, 5 o'clock. And I'm really ready for you. Gladstone has been out and about as usual to find out what's going on business-wise. What have you got for us this week?
Right, okay, Mikey. Just a general roundup of business information and sources of contacts that may be useful to folks out there interested in starting their own business. Generally, as I move around in certain circles, a lot of people are asking a lot of very important questions. A lot more people are definitely wanting to start their own enterprises and be successful entrepreneurs. We are seeing a change in the horizon. We are seeing, as generally Afro-Caribbeans or Africans, as some people may have it, a change in trends where we are coming out to more innovationary, inventory, and more technical ones. This is not diminishing other businesses, which definitely can do very well, marketed correctly. So the general points of contact, I think generally anybody wanting to start up their own business is to make contact with their local job centres, and they will tell you where all the local business enterprise centres are. Well, I say enterprise centres, not necessarily enterprise centres, but local business development centres are. These are comprehensive listing of these centres, and you can make appointments and go in and discuss your business proposal or idea. Once it is established that you do have a viable business proposal, I think that you do get a lot of general ones, which we know from experience will be very tight going and very hard to make it. Also, some of them may need a large sums of finance, which may be almost impossible to acquire. So once you've established viability with business officers at the local centres, you will be in a position to formulate business plans, cash flow, and hopefully resource finance if need be. There are a number of points of contact for acquiring finance. Some people may or may not have finance. There are a number of different trusts which are set up to assist people who are starting businesses in particular areas. Also, there are grants, very limited. I notice a lot of people who previously come and see me, you know, what grants are going and looking for, you know, free money, basically. There are very limited funds, but there is grants available or a grant specifically set up in the name of the Handsworth Task Force. If you live in the Handsworth area or your business is going to be located there, you will find that you will be able to get assistance. Just clarifying that, I mean, if you live in Handsworth and your business may be outside of that area, you may find you may also still get assistance. Now, the general brief on that is that you could get up to £2,000 as a grant, you know, for a sole proprietor, and up to £4,000 as a partnership or cooperative. So that is the general gist of the grants available. Very limited. There are also grants available through agencies such as 3Bs, Black Business in Birmingham. They're located just off Broad Street. All these addresses can be acquired from your local job centres. Business agencies generally are Handsworth Employment Scheme. They've got a very nice centre down at Camp Lane. Also there's Community Roots. There is also Community Enterprise Centre, Action Resource. The list goes on. They're springing up for your benefit, so please use them to your advantage. It will save a lot of legwork, and they will give you the information you need. Whatever they don't know, they can find out. Something that will be of interest to people is regarding starting is Enterprise Allowance Scheme, which exists. If you have up to £1,000, you can go onto that scheme, and the government, through the Manpower Services, will pay you up to £40 per week. Now, that actually means then you can take on a self-employment status, and you will be getting a admittedly minimal income, but that will last for 1 year. Now, that could actually help and gives a lot of people a useful start. But you will need to have a minimum of £1,000 to get onto that scheme, but it could be well worth people applying and taking up on that actual scheme.
One point there, Gladstone, about the actual £1,000. I do know 3Bs can do some kind of loan guarantee system where you don't actually have to have the £1,000, providing somebody can guarantee that they would give you the £1,000 if you need it. I think that works in some cases.
Yes, sorry, that's a slight oversight on my part. The City of Birmingham also give a number of schemes and finance to help small businesses. That does take one form, loan guarantees. Also, as you mentioned, 3Bs do also offer loan guarantees. Now, if people do have viable business plans and they are deemed so, One or the other of these agencies can actually stand as a guarantor. So that means people do not have the security to get a loan through the bank or whatever. These agencies will stand guarantee. So on the strength of their reputation, they will stand guarantee, and a loan will be initiated through the bank.
That's interesting because sometimes, depending on your circumstances, you can get an unsecured loan up to £5,000. So why should they need all the rigmarole of actually having a guarantee or guarantor for the money when, as I say, you can get an unsecured loan provided you're in employment? That's the point, Michael.
Right.
If you're in employment, you obviously can afford to get the money, but obviously if you're working for yourself, it's a different kettle of fish. Correcting myself on the air, 28 minutes past five. What else have you got, Gladstone?
Yes, I was just going to add quickly on that one in terms of guarantees. I mean, if you do have property or bonds or insurances, you can actually get funds against those as well. As you said, if you're working, you probably can get unsecured. It's getting very, very hard actually now. You know, I think maybe you or other people may be very lucky, but it is getting very, very hard. I've noticed very much for our own people, it's getting very difficult to initiate loans. It does definitely depend on your bank managers bending his ear. Still on the business front anyway, I think there's a very good exhibition coming up, which hopefully will be regularly mentioned. It's been organised by the NatWest Bank PLC. There will be a trade fair at the Holt School. That will be taking place on November the 14th and the 15th. That's a Saturday and the Sunday. The first day on the Saturday, that will actually be a trade day. Hopefully they will be inviting members from various trades, managers, to come along and view products and services. I understand there will be one section which will be exclusively fashion. There will be 40 businesses taking part in that, one room being basically fashion, and a whole host of other businesses taking part and hopefully putting themselves on the business map. I think that's a very significant exhibition to be at for anybody thinking of starting business or already in business, even in the light of gaining some very good contacts. So that is NatWest Bank PLC present a trade business fair, November the 14th, 15th, 1987. That will be staged at Holt School, that's Wheeler Street, Lascelles. And I think that's the place to be that weekend if you're thinking of starting business or you're already in business.
That's a very vital and important information there, Gladstone. Thank you for that. A little later on, a bit of unexpected news. There actually has been an exhibition which was on from midweek and ends when it actually ended at 5 o'clock. It was at the NEC, and you remember old Fergie was down there celebrating her 28th birthday and actually starting the thing. And some young person actually made a cake and spelt it wrong. We all know about that. Colton C has been up there representing his place of work and Enterprise Radio and been finding out what's been going on. And we'll take a record and then find out exactly what was gleaned from the Jobs for the 1990s exhibition at the NEC. Meanwhile, let's have some music from Black Uhuru. This is Island Records at their best, and this is a band I'd like to see live. My eyes are only for you, Puma. Solidarity, 531.
What's the matter, people? Solidarity. Solidarity. Everybody wants the same thing, don't they? Everybody wants a happy end. They wanna see the game on Saturday. They wanna be somebody's friend. Everybody wanna work for a living. Everybody wanna children warm. Everybody wants to be forgiven. They wanna shelter from the storm.
Look at me, I ain't your enemy. We won't.
Nobody likes to wait in a long line. Nobody likes being pushed around. Everybody wants a family protected. They want to express themselves. Everybody wants to live forever.
Look at me, I ain't your enemy. Don't believe everything you hear. This is no time to fight each other.
What we need, what we need. Everybody wants a happy end. They wanna see the game on Saturday. They wanna be somebody's friend.
What we need, what we need.
Solidarity. Solidarity.
Whoa.
Solidarity.
Lord.
Solidarity. Solidarity.
Solidarity.
Solidarity. Solidarity. Solidarity.
Popular sounds from the band Black Uhuru, Solidarity. That's what we want, solid support behind Enterprise Radio. 90.9 FM stereo. 25, well, almost 25 minutes before 6 o'clock. And still to come, the launch of Enterprise. We're playing the actual recording of the momentous occasion just after 5 on Friday when we started that. Also, Gladstone will be having a quick look at the Black Press and the Caribbean Times. I'm telling you a little bit more information about citizenship and snippets of information like that. We've also got a lady in the studio who is going to help us and actually offer herself as a resource, because we've got a feature called Silent Victims of Crime within the Black Community. This lady's actually suffered something rather unpleasant, but we're going to clear the studio and have a discussion around about 6:15. So that comes up a little later. I said earlier that Carlton had just wandered in the studio. Now, he's been a good little boy. He's all dressed up in his suit, and he's been at the NEC grovelling. Fergie left days ago, mate.
This is work.
I don't think she wants a well-tanned man. She's got a Andrew. She's got Andy.
I was going to rhyme it, but I think I better not. So show some respect.
Right, oh, these behave yourself, microphone. I'll pull it down a little bit. I've noticed everybody's been having a bit of feedback problems. The secret is not to put the mic right to the top, because when you put it to the top, you get a bit of feedback. But we get that sort of...
Speak
loud and clear. Like Carlton. 23 and a half to 6. What's been happening in the exhibition? Firstly, what was the exhibition called?
Well, it was called Careers into the 1990s, and it's been on since Thursday. Started at 10 o'clock on Thursday and finished just tonight at 5 o'clock, and it was basic. A lot of people were there, exhibition, trying to get mainly youngsters who are still at school or just leaving school to come along and have a look and see what's going to be an offer in the future.
I should imagine then it's going to have a lot of input on the computer side, because, I mean, that is all that seems to be hammering down our throats, computers and new technology.
Funny you should say that. I think virtually every stand had some sort of computer one way or the other. They had computer to do labour in what you find at computer to operate lathes, for example. And there was computer there telling you, allowing actually people to actually go and use a computer. I was there and started up in front of a computer, and I heard this one girl says, "Oh, I hate computers. I'm afraid of computers." And a friend just came along, and she started playing the computer, and she stood there, and then eventually she got into it herself. I think a lot of people are afraid of the word computer. I don't know why. I think it's a new subject, and they're afraid, you know, of computer.
Well, I sympathize with them, because I'm terrified of computers. But the ones I'm really frightened of are the ones at the banks, when you go in and punch your four numbers, and then it swallows your card. There's no cash. Clear off, mate.
Well, I think, you know, people have to look at a computer as a machine. It's no more than a car. It's not going to do anything unless you tell it to do it. I mean, your car isn't going to drive away unless you put the key in and turn the ignition in. So once people get over that initial fear of the word computer, I think it's just the word computing they're afraid of. They think you've got to be a buffin or somebody whose brain's twice the size of your feet to work a computer. You don't have to. Yes, truly is doing a computer course. I wouldn't exactly call myself a genius or a professor or anything like that, but it's just something I'm interested in.
Okay, well, computers aside, I mean, obviously they were a bit of a gimmick to catch people's attention over the exhibition with our displays and all the rest. But as a person working with young people or younger people, and a person who's not quite over the hill yet yourself, how useful was the exhibition really in real terms, putting the computers aside?
I think it was very useful, because I myself found that there's further education that you could actually do, or even courses you can do at school, which is not exactly linked to school. There's lots of things that was going on there. The BBC were down there, they had a stand there, YTS were represented, there's a lot of further, a great deal of it was further education. The services was represented, the police, the Navy, and who else was, I don't think I saw the Army stand, because as I said, I was actually working myself, I was sneaking off, having chances to have a look at it. There's, who was it, Tesco, for example, they were the exhibition trying to get people into their services. There was lots of things there. Accounting, banking, they're all there.
Right, that sounds very interesting. It actually ended at 5 o'clock. Well, I take it they used this as a bit of a recruiting thing as well.
Yes, I would definitely think so. I see people actually filling out forms, so I don't know whether they were applying for jobs or... a lot of cases, I think it was a further education place they were applying to go on to colleges.
Okay, well, thanks for dropping in short notice and telling us about that. I understand, well, a little bit later, we're going to go and see our friend Eddie. get ready.
Yeah, Mikey's pain.
I'm going to go in there with one of them Ford £5 notes, what you gave me. Eddie Murphy, you'll be giving us a bit of a report tomorrow night between 11 and 2 as to the film, what it was about, whether it's worth watching. We're going to have a bit of a night out. So the security watch ain't going to have two of its members tonight. Thanks for filling us in, Carlton. Take a record and then back to Gladstone. This is John McLean. It's on Arewa Sound, and it's called If I Give My Heart to You. That's a grand title, but it's a great record. 20 minutes before 6 o'clock, Enterprise Radio. The Community Interest Programme, new time, new station, with yours truly, Mikey B. Fresh for you.
Well, yeah. Ooh, if I gave my heart to you, girl, I wanna know, I'm looking in the right direction, am I receiving your full attention, or am I wasting my time? I wanna know, do you promise to love me dearly and never go away and leave me with just bitterness inside? And I'm not ashamed for being so cautious, for love ain't a game. No, it ain't a game. So if I gave my heart to you, what would you do with it? Would you tear it apart, or would you look after it? If I gave my heart to you, what would you do with it? Would you tear it apart, or would you treasure it? Oh, what is the point in starting something you can't continue? With a broken heart, first they can't help you. So you got to be sure from the start.
From the start.
For my heart is not made of unbreakable material. One thing about love, it's got to be mutual, or else someone is sure to be hurt. So don't think I'm vain.
Don't think I'm vain
for asking these questions. For love ain't a game. No, it ain't a game. So if I gave my heart to you, what would you do with it? Would you tear it apart, or would you look after it? If I gave my heart to you, what would you do with it? Would you tear it apart, or would you treasure it? Ooh, ooh, if I gave my heart to you. Well, I hope that you're sure that what you say are facts and not illusions, and you possess the right solutions to be sure we will get through. For so many before me have given their heart away completely without thinking over the matter deeply, then realized when it's too late that love can bring joy,
can bring joy,
but then again can be painful. For love ain't a game, you know it ain't a game. So if I gave my heart to you, what would you do with it? Would you tear it apart, or would you look after it? If I gave my heart to you, what would you do with it? Would you tear it apart, or would you treasure it? Ooh, ooh, if I gave my heart to you.
Killer sound from John McLean. If I gave my heart to you, I'd be dead. 16 minutes before 6 o'clock. We're here till 7.
If I gave my heart.
A special message going out to Mrs. C.
Ooh,
that's
Mrs. C. Get ready, that's the message. Get ready. I understand that you take quite a while getting ready to go out. So it says, get ready now. Right, back to Gladstone. But you realise that the actual copy of Caribbean Times that they've sent is from last week. So we just have to glean what we can out of that. And you'll have to bear with us. We are sorry. We're just getting ourselves organised. But there are a couple of interesting stories, Gladstone. One that we circled about racial equality. What have you got on that?
Right. A very good article here has been put together. The Birmingham Commission for Racial Equality has called on the city's local authority to fund an independent unit which will monitor racial harassment. The commission made its call last week following the publication of a national report on racial harassment titled Living in Terror. The report accuses local authorities in Britain of failing to effectively handle the problem. It goes on to assert the most important parts of the country have now become unsafe for black residents. Comments on the report last week, the Birmingham CRE officials called for the establishment of a monitoring unit similar to the unit in Leicester, funded by the city local authorities. A spokesman for Birmingham CRE said there should be an independent unit which would not only monitor racial harassment, but which would also keep records of any reported incidents. He revealed that racial harassment incidents reported in the CRE have been on the increase. Over 50 incidents, including verbal abuse and discrimination at work, were reported in the latter half of last year. But by June of this year, that figure had doubled.
That's an interesting point. With all the legislation and all the comments that are made about various things in terms of equality, until it becomes a basic free feeling, I don't think we're ever actually going to get it right. You cannot say someone you must like somebody else. I think we're going to have to have a utopian world before that happens. But nice to see that the local leaders are at least trying to instigate something that will only serve to benefit everybody.
Right, I think that's a very good point, Mikey. I think that the fact remains we're here to stay. We don't want to accept racial abuse, verbally or physically, in England, and you know, for anybody to get away with these sort of abuses. And so I think the stand of a unit, particularly in Birmingham, is going to be very important as a second city.
That's interesting. Just looking at some information here coming up on the news, the Prime Minister has defended her opposition to sanctions against South Africa at the end of the Commonwealth Conference in Vancouver. Mrs. Thatcher has repeated her strong disapproval of apartheid, but said that sanctions would increase the South African government's resistance to change. She criticised other Commonwealth leaders who took a different view and said her African colleagues could not stand the fact that despite everything, South Africa remained the best-run economy in the whole of Africa. So it's interesting that locally the council leaders are trying to bring in legislation that will help wipe out inequalities, but nationally it's taking a little bit longer than we'd like. Still, hopefully Mrs. Thatcher will get the message. Any other points that you'd like to bring to the listeners?
Yes, Mikey. What I'd like to have consistently going is some sort of media spot. I mean, as I think listeners may know, I'm actively engaged in the press as a freelance reporter and journalist. From the Midlands, we are quite vulnerable in that we don't have our own publications, magazines or newspapers. And I'd just like to inform the listeners that I think this is something we need to address. But I know that there are tentative steps by a number of people that we will get our own newspapers running, that we do have successful business people, we do have successful musicians and all walks of life here in the Midlands. Let us have some sort of publications which inadvertently predominantly centres on the Midlands, but it also does have London or Southern articles. There are also research and magazines being formulated, and we really feel that this is what we need as a race to redress our failings previously, to educate ourselves that we can go forward. That's collectively.
Right. That's right. Okay, it's 11 and a half minutes now before 6 o'clock. And so around about quarter past six, we're talking to a lady and concentrating on something very distressing, and I have to be very cautious in actually doing that interview, so I listen out with interest for that.
Just one other little quick one on that one, Mike, on the media. Hopefully in the future, through information that I'm formulating, there will be an introduction to journalist course with a black perspective to be run at Handsworth. This is ideally for people old or young. I don't want older people to feel that this is only a young person's course. There are a lot of people who may have missed the boat, and this may have been a career which they could have actively taken on. Let us project our views, our ideas, our ideals through our own, right? Only we understand ourselves better than anybody.
And can express ourselves as well. I'm sorry to butt in there, but that is one of the reasons for the actual establishment of Enterprise Radio, because we want to represent ourselves the way we want to be represented, as young, black and white people committed and speaking for ourselves. And that is part of the reason behind Enterprise Radio actually being set up. If you have news, or you have items, if you've got skills that you feel could be useful to the station, then please drop us a line to Enterprise Radio, PO Box 2004, Birmingham 57LU. And I can tell you right now, we're very keen to get in touch with a few people who are interested in news gathering and doing features. We have a couple of Ewer tape machines, and we actually have people available who are training all the presenters, but we'll also train newcomers as well in editing features. So basically, you get your Ewer, you go out, do your interview, come back and edit the tape, and then we play it, transfer it onto cassette or play it on a quarter inch reel, and it's not very difficult at all. And if you're interested in that, then drop us a line to Enterprise Radio, PO Box 2004, Birmingham B57LU. No good phoning, really, we want something in writing. And please leave your name, address and telephone number, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. We're actually slightly delayed because our letterheads and car stickers are not going to be here till Wednesday, and the business cards and ID cards and all that kind of stuff. So they'll be coming Wednesday afternoon, and we'll be flooding the city with them. So keep listening to the station and find out exactly what's going on Enterprise Radio. If you've got a business idea, a plan, an ambition, if you've got talent, we want to hear from you. We want to feature you and let the whole of the Midlands enjoy what you have to offer. Incidentally, we're actually covering 33 miles in stereo, so that's just an indication there. That's a response and reports that we're having, that we're covering 33 miles in stereo. So Enterprise Radio doing it for you in fine style. Gladstone.
Right, just concluding on that introduction to journalist course. For those interested in doing some training in that particular light with a black perspective, keep in touch with Handsworth Technical College, Soho Road, Birmingham. The aspects that it will cover will be shorthand, basic shorthand, typewriting, and different forms of media. We're talking radio, TV, and newspaper, periodicals, as the profession knows it. So, very much so, old or young. I mean, I think the ideas are there, and the flair for writing is still there, even possibly after years, or even in your youth. Moving away from the business spot, something very dear to my heart, which seems to be impressed that I should mention to the listeners, is regarding citizenship. Because of the short notice of the information I've formulated, hopefully next week we will have rounded up an interview with somebody who has all the answers information on applying for British citizenship. But I can give some very basic information, because I actually want folks who have been thinking about applying to get their finger out and apply, because I think it's very, very important. I think we're all aware that at the end of this year, application for citizenship, British citizenship, will change the form that it now exists. The past 3 years, the government have said that those who want to apply for citizenship, British citizenship, tongue and tied, should apply, and it will cost you £60. At the moment, there's a very basic application which takes two forms, right? The first one says, which is labelled from the Home Office, application for registration as a British citizen on the grounds of ordinary residence and or relevant service or employment. So basically that means if you've been residing here for a number of years, working here, employed here, that you will, should, and will be able to get your British citizenship. It will at present only cost you £60, 6-0.
That's a good point, because as I say, the last day of the year is the deadline for that. What you said earlier, Gladstone, does make sense. So we are going to get a professional, somebody who's got all the answers concerning citizenship, the need for it, should we bother with it, should we ignore it. We're going to get somebody in next week and hopefully give you all the information you'd like to hear. We may also actually have somebody who can talk to you on the telephone. So that's just one thing that's in mind. We've got to get this point put out. We can't put it out enough. British citizenship, and the classic thing that could happen is you could leave the country on a holiday or a vacation or to go and see a relative abroad and find you cannot get back into the country, and with property here could be quite distressing. So we'll dwell on that in more detail next week. Finally, Glaston, if you could just highlight anything of interest that's coming out of the magazine.
No. Let me just wind down on this citizenship, Mike. Two forms that the application forms will take, as I said, on the grounds of ordinary residence and/or relevant service or employment. The other application is for women who before the 1st of January 1983 were married to a citizen of the United Kingdom and colonies. So obviously the two forms there. One by way it's ordinary, and one by which a woman will marry who has married somebody before the 1st of January. I can't heighten the importance of people who want to stay in this country to apply for citizenship. There are, as I said, a number of very important reasons. You may leave the country, or you may find that after the 31st of December, that it will actually cost you £170. I spoke to my solicitor. He tells me after the 31st as well, you may have to undergo a basic English and mathematics test. So people who may not be able to speak English in sort of the Queen's English, you may find that it may be
biased. It's really disgusting, really. I'd say something very serious and something that we haven't got all the answers to today, but we would welcome you writing in with any kind of questions and queries on the subject of British citizenship. We'll have an expert here, hopefully next week, who can answer all your questions. Well, not hopefully, but make it a business to get somebody who can actually tell you, the community, about what you need to know about British citizenship. And incidentally, it also affects people from Ireland as well, so it's not just something aimed at black people. Right. The magazine I was trying to remember is just put to the side, it's Root Magazine. Now, have you gleaned anything of interest out of that?
Well, funnily enough, the part that I picked out, it has Michael Jackson, has a very nice article on Michael Jackson generally, a very glossy magazine generally. They also have a business spot, and I must confess, that was the section which I focused in on, which gave various assistance from the local boroughs. And it basically goes hand in hand with what I've previously said. It has sort of the fashion and beauty, and hopefully this relates to us here in England, particularly for Afro-Caribbean skin. It has Jamaican's independence celebrated in Miami, what you can claim for, choosing careers, interviewing techniques, jobs without qualifications, the youth training scheme, discrimination at work, working mothers. Right, it has a number of articles, short stories, health, book reviews, soul scene, the horoscopes, and the theatre. This publication is Hansard, the same publication as publishing company as Caribbean Times. It is here a local magazine, and I think this relates more to us here in England.
How much is that magazine actually going for at the moment?
This actually sells at 75 pence.
It's quite a good price. And it's a magazine that is sent out to us here at Enterprise Radio for your information. So we're running out of time. And he's getting a bit drawn out now, so we'll end that. Thank you, Gladstone, for what we've had this week. Must apologise, things have gone a little bit delayed. And we can only do better next week. The time is 1.5 minutes, precisely 1.5 minutes before 6 o'clock. Play record from the man Johnny Nash. He's from the album Greatest Hits, and this is a classic, I Can See Clearly Now.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. It's gonna be a
bright,
sunshiny day. It's gonna be a
bright,
sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone.
Investment you'll probably ever have. So when it needs repairing, contact a company with a record that's second to none. J.L. Liburd and Company. We specialize in all types of property repairs plus domestic extensions and commercial building work to the highest possible degree. And for your peace of mind, J.L. Liburd are registered builders. Contact us now on 021 440 1666. That's 021 440 1666. J.L. Liburd, Builders. Do you have a special occasion happening soon that you'd like to keep for always in glorious living colour? Then have you considered having the event put onto glorious video to enjoy in the comfort of your own home? Then contact Big G's Video Service on 021-771-1851. We specialise in weddings, engagement parties, christenings, fashion shows and all types of functions that you'll want to keep and watch at your leisure. Big G's Video Service on 021-771-1851. At a price you can afford.
This is a news flash. This is a news flash. Shop Bakery Limited. Located at 53 to 54 Alcock Street in downtown Birmingham. Our telephone number, 772-1771. Yes, kings and queens, we specialize in buns, Jewish breads, black and white, Russian breads, also patties, cobs, you name it. We also cater for all the nightclubs in Birmingham, not forgetting the restaurants as well. So why not give us a call on 772-1771.
Advertising on Enterprise FM is the most cost-effective way of selling your business, service or product. Find out how Enterprise FM can help you by contacting us for details of rates and packages available. Write to Enterprise Radio, PO Box 2004, Birmingham B57LU. Or call our 24-hour hotline on 021 440 2698. That's 021 440 2698. Advertising on Enterprise FM. Find out the facts today.
A Vincent Tallboy presentation brings you Monday, 19th of October at Bonkers Nightclub, Central Square, Birmingham. Ladies Night. All right. Featuring live PA by Sister Sunny. Hits like Ain't You Had Enough Love, Reggae Sensation, and a ladies hit, Don't Stop.
Also, Mr. Michael Ellis, it's like All My Love For You, and his latest hit, Super Lover. Dance hosted by Fancy Fitzy. On the dance floor, to sound. Love International Roadshow and Trinity iTech Showcase. Tickets, £2 from all good record shops and hairdressing salon. £3 on the door. Be fresh and dressed to impress. Security, here.
Mikey B.
Yeah. I beg you, cool enough, easy enough, circle your intentions, yeah. Cool enough, easy enough, ow, 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 ow.
Sounds from the band Aswad from London Town. Cool now. Simba Records. 8 past 6. Serving the whole of the West Midlands in glorious, beautiful, great, fantastic, or just nice stereo. Mikey B here with you for another, oh, how long? 52 minutes. Special I get out to Paris. Hope everything's fine. An interesting record and an interesting guy. Some call him weird, I call him interesting. And that's the polite version. Lee Scratch Perry and his
blessed
new single.
Blessed be the Lord God, Jehovah, your Rastafari. Who deliver all my enemies into my hand. The Lord has saved me from my friends and protected me from my enemies. With water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ibi Pue, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ibi Pue, yeah. Coming from Jamaica with my rain and breeze. Coming from Jamaica with my planting trees. Coming from the jungle like a raging lion. Coming from the jungle, I am the king of Zion. Coming from Jamaica with my cameras. Coming from Jamaica with my binoculars. Coming from Jamaica with my dust and ashes. Coming from Jamaica with my cane and iron. Marcus Garvey, Emperor Haile Selassie, Paul Bowman, William Garden, Bustamante. Coming from the Jamaica with my seabed laws. Coming from the Jamaica with my big bird laws. Jungle laws, the queen seat and trouble, the old built seat and die, the soul disease and tremble, the police seat and try.
Lee Scratch,
coming from Jamaica, with my ear and war.
Lee Scratch,
coming from Jamaica.
That's an interesting guy, and his brand new single, which is actually being heavily plugged, and lots of money's been put behind this. And anybody who's got the 12-inch single will see that the guy is a thespian. He's a bright lad. Lee Scratch Perry. That's the name of the record. Syncopane Records and Tapes.
From Jamaica.
In a few months' time, we're talking to a lady with a very interesting story to tell. Actually, it happened, it's true.
I'm the king of Zion.
But as I said earlier, on Friday, just after 5 o'clock, history was made. And this is how Enterprise Radio was brought into existence.
Latest concept. concept in radio entertainment. Enterprise FM.
No, 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 no more. No more. We'll ever be declared.
That's right, that's the name of the station. The station is called Enterprise FM. 3.5 minutes past 5 o'clock on Friday, the 16th of October, 1987. History has been made. The Midlands now has a choice. Every so often, we the public hear about a new breakthrough in areas as diverse as medical science to things as serious as modern-day warfare. However, none of these things will have as direct an influence on your life as this latest breakthrough. And that, of course, is Enterprise FM, broadcasting in stereo across the Midlands on 90.9 VHF. Now, Enterprise Radio is keen to enter the highly competitive world of radio, where only a few survive in the professional environment. We aim to provide a totally new concept in radio entertainment, as our jingle says. We also want to concentrate on listener participation in a fresh and exciting new way. And we hope to work hand in hand with local government and the national leaders of the moment to greater enhance the daily quality of life for ordinary members of the public. We want to coexist with our fellow broadcasters in as peaceful a way as possible. And I'd like to say a special thank you to our PCRL and to all the people behind that for the help and support that they gave us in our earlier years. But as with many of the black churches, a lot of the churches all started out together, but they parted company and they're all still worshipping the same God. We do not aim to compete, criticize or undermine PCRL. We have a lot of respect for PCRL and the people behind it. And we're not going to enter into a petty war, which is what certain sections would like. We have a lot of respect. We hope that they'll have respect for us in what we're trying to do. A lot of money, time and effort has been invested into this broadcasting venture. And we hope that you're going to support us. I mean, when you look at the schedule on the other side of our bit of information, you can see that we have a team of people that you've got to know and hopefully love. We've got Bruce Murray, who's going to be doing the breakfast show Monday through Friday between 6 and 9. Then yours truly, Mikey B. I'll be doing 9 till 12 Monday through Friday. And then BJ, who's here in the studio, will be doing lunchtime between 12 and 3. We've got a lovely lady who's also in the studio, Joy Butler, who'll be doing 3 till 6. And then the reggae prof, Don't Bluff, is going to be on at 6 o'clock. He's going to be doing Monday through Friday from 6 until 8. We've got Lady T, who is better known as Wonder Woman, who's going to be taking care of the Calypso side and what we're calling the big people's music. And we have a gospel team of 2 or 3 people. Carlton C is going to be doing late nights and playing the best in music. We've got JRV and Daddy's Studio taking care of business from 2 through to 6. We have Young People's Programs by Young People. Tricky Mickey's here with the dedication program. And there's also a chance for you to get your request put up on the air live. That comes in a couple of days' time. Colin Lloyd will be here with the chart that counts at the Enterprise Radio Soul Chart. Wayne Eyre will be here with a couple of sessions of Sound System. And we have the British chart between 10 and 11.30 on Friday nights. Eric Carty is actually in America, so we have someone else sitting in for him for about 3 weeks' time. But we hope to bring you, as our commercial says, a totally new concept in radio entertainment and listener participation. Enterprise FM, 7 minutes past 5. Mikey B in the hot seat saying good evening, welcome along. Tell your friends, Enterprise FM, 90.9 FM stereo. And that's how it all started. It seems so long ago, but it's only just 2 days, 1 hour and 80 minutes old, and we are here to stay. Right, a quick word and a quick record, which actually power play this week from Overton Records, and then I'll be talking to a lady with something I know you're going to want to hear about.
Them power play.
I'm
say I'm leaving. I tried hard, but love went wrong. You know it hurts to say that something
Enterprise this week. The sound of Paul Jackson and Time Will Ease. Definitely one for the mums and dads, sounding nice. 22 past 6. A request here from Gladstone, special item mum, to dad, to Etta and to Sid. Also to brother David in Alum Rock. Also sister Janet and nephew Jermaine. Also to Mackenzie's in Small Heath. Hi to you. Also to Bob, Paulette, Bev, Sharon in Warsaw and Sharon in Wolverhampton. Hope you're picking up Enterprise nice and clear. Stay cool. From Glasson. I've got a young lady with me. I'm not going to give her name out because it's not wise to go out a name, basically. You've got a few requests that you'd like to do as well. You want to do them now?
Yeah. A big hug and a kiss goes out to Ranking Golden Touch Festus. That's coming with love from Martini.
And she just slipped up. Right, 22 and a half past our... 6 o'clock. Now, we've got something very, very serious which we want to talk about, and I've called it Silent Victims of Crime Within the Black Community, and that is really what we're talking about. A lot of the time we watch the news and how black people are portrayed on TV, you'd believe that we're the only ones who are actually committing crimes, but that's not the case. Now, I have a lady here with me who suffered something quite disturbing. He sent a letter in and he's saying, yeah, I'll just skip through what I can. 3 weeks ago, I got a job as a sales interviewer for a very large, well-known expanding company. I won't mention the name for reasons. I and others did 1 week inside training on how to conduct ourselves when going door to door interviewing couples in connection with a certain product. Now the company consists of branch managers, managers and us being the interviewers. My job was to set up appointments with the couples and managers, but only when they signed an agreement to buy the product did myself and my managers get paid. I understood that I had to work hard, so I read
understood and signed the company contract and proceeded into the second week, when I actually went out to different areas each day. It was a 6-day week job, working on Sundays instead of Saturdays from 12 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. The interviewers were out interviewing, the managers were completing bookings sometimes till 1 a.m. while we waited exhausted in the company cars or van. The week I worked, I went to Willenhall, Warwick, Coventry, Yates near Bristol, Oxford and Stoke-on-Trent on the Friday. The night in Stoke was the most terrifying moment of my life so far. Now, I've never been afraid of anyone in my life, but the attitude of the managers was appalling. They swore at the interviewers almost every time they spoke to us, but I didn't mind how much and soon got used to their abuse. It soon got worse. There were 5 girls, including myself, and the managers made advances at us any time they had a chance. Now, can I just bring in there, when you say advances, what do you mean advances?
Well, actually touching parts of their bodies.
Right. On the way to Stoke, I had to travel in the van, and the manager sitting in the front said if each of us interviewers did not bring out 4 appointments each, the fellows would lose their trousers and the girls their blouses. I thought this was the joke, but this wasn't in the company contract. Anyway, at the end of the night, a few of us brought out no appointments at all, and I was one of them. The others brought out 1 and 3. It was about 11:30 p.m. and we had all assembled in the van. The branch manager started with the guys. I was horrified when he told the 16-year-old interviewer to drop his trousers and show his behind to everyone in the van. He refused and was told if he didn't do it, he would get the sack.
What
you're basically saying is the guy was threatened if he didn't drop his trousers, he was going to get the sack.
Yeah, that's right.
And he did it. He went ahead and did it.
Well, after a while, after sort of refusing, saying no, why should he do it?
What was the mood, though? Did people think it was a bit of a joke? Did people really take it seriously?
Well, at first, when they actually told us to do what, you know, they were asking, everyone thought it was a joke and said no, it wouldn't happen. But then it got serious. Everyone got serious after that. And the guy, he said no, he's not going to do it. And then the manager started swearing, using verbal abuse. And then he thought of his job, money, and then he did it.
That's a very, sorry, one two problem with this microphone, but get them sorted. The very disturbing thing. I mean, the ages, I mean, we're hearing about people being out of work, and actually, there you are trying to obviously get yourself off on the road to employment and doing very long hours, it seems here, and then having to put up with this kind of treatment as well. What happened after that, after the young guy dropped his trousers?
Well, then the managers and everyone started laughing. Well, the sales interviewers, they didn't actually laugh because they actually knew that if he could do that, they made him do that, they'll be next in line. So the manager started to laugh and they said, told the other guys to do the same thing. And they did.
I go back to the letter, you go and say, it was the girls' turn now and I thought they wouldn't dare, but I was wrong. One manager lifted one of the girls out of the van and held her upside down outside by her legs for about a minute. One neighbour in the area came out of her house complaining of the noise and said that she would call the police. After her ordeal was over, she was put back into the van. And then you go and say, my name was next on the list, or next out of the hat. I was told to raise my jumper over my head. Of course, I refused. The manager got angry and said, if I didn't, and then I can't broadcast that word, but it begins with F and ends with G, do it, that he would, same word again, do it himself. He counted to 10. I did not do as he said, and he drove the van to a quiet area with a few houses on the side at a big field on the other. The van doors were locked, and he told the 5 guys, that's interviewers, to take it off for me. All proceeded to do as they were ordered, except one black guy. What happened then?
Well, I was actually pushed onto the floor of the van, and they took my jumper off completely.
Sorry?
They took my jumper off completely.
This is something that we're very concerned about, and I think what we're going to do, Gladstone, we're going to turn the hotline back on again, and if there's anybody who is in a position who is privy to knowing what actually can be done, I'd really be interested to hear from them, because this thing is very serious. I mean, we're talking all the time about sexist comments, but this is a real serious situation. You go on to say,
that you read of things happening to women at work but never dreamed that it could happen to you before the ordeal. You're going to say, I made excuses to the managers to avoid it happening to me. I even told them I was pregnant. I wasn't really. One manager said that it would make the job even better. Although I'm no longer working for this company, there's really nothing I can do, especially to stop it happening to someone else. I came really close to being raped. One of the girls I work with said, I should have reported it to the police. How could I? I'm an ethnic minority, as they say. They would enjoy interrogating me, and I'm already reliving the ordeal by writing to you, Mikey. I couldn't even tell my parents. If I expose the company to a newspaper, as I was told to do, my future prospects of getting a job anywhere will be zero. Working for the company was like working for the mafia. I wouldn't get a moment's peace for the rest of my life. I'm giving advice, getting advice from all directions, but there's nothing I can do. It was my first so-called proper job. Now I'm afraid to look for another for fear of it happening again. I know it sounds silly, but I feel so depressed. I will not read any more of that. I'll say, if you are privy to actually having the right kind of information that we need in terms of what this young lady can actually do, then I'd ask you if you could ring 0836 584 562. We'd like to hear a suggestion of possibly what can be done, because it's something very serious, and that's the only call that we'll accept on the line. We're not taking any dedication, but if you have any advice or suggestions of what can actually be done to help in this situation, then please ring us now on 0836 584 562. It's been a short while since that's happened. How do you now feel?
Well, still a bit shocked, nervous, but I'm coming to terms with it slowly, because when I actually tell people what happened, you know, it helps talking about it.
I think you're very brave to actually come forward. Can I ask why you actually contacted me, and how you thought we could actually help by talking about it?
Well, I sort of knew you did things with the community, and you were the first person that came to mind, actually. I think I couldn't do anything in the press-wise, or,
For fear of what you were saying about recriminations in work and that.
Yeah, so I thought the next thing would be the radio.
Right. Well, it's nice to know that you got in touch, but it's a very sad occasion to actually get in touch, something very sad and very serious to actually get in touch. I'll say, anybody listening who has got advice, information, or is connected with an organisation that could offer some kind of help and support, then please ring us on 0836 584 562. We've got 28 minutes, or 28 and a half minutes left before... I think it's Wayne. Yes, it is. Before Wayne Irie is in with Sound System, so we'd appreciate a call. We'd like some advice, some information. What can we do? Is there an agency that we could go to? I mean, will the young lady actually suffer any kind of recrimination in terms of what's happened to her? Will she, as she fears, being in a problem in terms of future employment? I don't honestly know what the law is. I don't have the answer, but maybe you're listening in and you have the answer. 0836 584 562. I'd be really interested to hear from you, and you can ring us right now. Thank you. beautiful record from an excellent album, and in fact the title track, Caravan of Love. That's Isley, Jasper Isley. You really are wonderful people listening to Enterprise. I really appreciate the help and support. We gave a simple request asking for a bit of help and advice because we don't have all the answers. And some kind person's actually phoning. Justin, what was the actual response that you just took over the telephone?
I just had a very interesting conversation with a gentleman who wants to be known or called the Don. He's down in Warsaw. He's picking us up loud and clear down in Warsaw. He said the first thing he asked, the very first question he asked me is, had the young lady reported to the police? She did say to me that she hadn't, and he said that should be the first line of action she must take. You don't have to take on the press or the radio or anybody else like that, but an official complaint must be made through a police station and it registered in a book before any redress or any organisation can take this particular complaint up. Following that, she can approach other organisations. He also does suggest that a social worker is present in giving any information to any organisations, and that she can take this up as far as Supreme Court.
What about actually in terms of the actual contacting the police? Could a social worker be present there?
I imagine so. From the conversation, he said that he felt it would be quite important that you have somebody as a sort of general alibi to substantiate or to witness the evidence that you've actually given. The standpoint that this gentleman is taking, he's actually done a lot of work in community work in London and Manchester, and sounded a very professional person, and the information I think we can take has been very valid for any other young females who have been in this sort of situation.
Well, as I say, the title of the feature was basically silent crimes that are done against or suffered by members of the community. I'd like to thank the gentleman for actually responding so quickly, and it just shows that radio does work. It does also show that we have some caring people out there listening. We've had a couple of calls listening in who are concerned about what happens to us and our place in the future. We'll take a record and then have a final word from the lady in question. And the record in question is a record by a band called Double, and it's called The Captain of Her Heart. This is nice. Rather serene sounds for us Sunday evening on Enterprise. Don't forget 7 o'clock. Reggae fans, stand by. One of the best sounds in the area, Wayne Irie, will be on the controls with sound system special for you.
It was way past midnight, and she still couldn't fall asleep. This night the dream was leaving. She tried so hard to keep. And with the new day's dawning, she felt it drifting away. Not only for a cruise, not only for a day. She couldn't wait another day for the captain of the heart. As the day came up, she made a stop. She stopped waiting another day for the captain of the heart.
she couldn't wait another day for. The captain of the heart. As the day came up, she made a stop. She stopped waiting another day for the captain of the heart. Too long ago, too long apart, she couldn't wait another day for the captain of the heart.
Classic record there from our double, the captain of her heart. Excellent. Sounding nice in stereo across the Midlands, Enterprise Radio, of course. Thanks, good night to the Don there in Warsaw for that very useful information. Now, what do you make of that after hearing? I mean, what are you saying basically is that you should contact the police. How do you feel about actually contacting the police?
Well, at first I was thinking of the police, actually going to the police, but I do know the way the police handle situations like mine. I mean, they don't put into consideration that we've been attacked, either being sexually assaulted or actually raped or anything like that, and they sort of, the way they interrogate the people, I mean, you're actually reliving the situation, and they try to put words into your mouth.
That's what you feel?
Yeah, that's what I feel anyway.
Well, I think there's definitely room there for an improvement in the relationship with people from the community and the police. We're not putting any opinion over as to what we feel about the subject, but I think it'd be nice to get a bit more trust in the authority, because, like it or not, they're there. Possibly we can both work on both sides, both our side and the police, to actually remedy some of these misunderstandings, I'll call them. Has it helped you to actually discuss what happened to you?
Yeah, it has, yeah.
Because, I mean, speaking to you on the... Turn my mic off. Speaking to you on the telephone, you sounded very, very distressed. I mean, I was really treading on as it was glass, because I just didn't know what to say. And I felt a lot of sympathy, but I didn't have the answers, basically. But you're saying it has helped to actually come and talk about it.
Yeah, the more I talk about it, the more I sort of, you know, feel better. I do have nightmares at night still, but, you know...
Right, you've heard a suggestion now about contacting the police. Will you contact the police and try and do something about it, or are these people going to get away with it? I think that's what people would be interested in finding out.
Well, I've got to consider that. The police, really, I think are out of the question at the moment. I don't think I could go to the police, no.
Okay, well, I think we've done all we can do on the subject. All we can say is wish you well. Nice to know that you have confidence in us, and... keep smiling. That's all I can say. It's not the right kind of thing to say, but stuck for words. A bit out of my depth there. But thank you for talking to us.
Yeah, and thank you too.
Okay, last 15 minutes of the program, we're going to play a record, and then we're going to play a record and then take a break. Sorry about that. And this is a record from Freeze, and a record that was re-released a few years ago. Southern Freeze. 14 and a half before 7 o'clock, 14 and a half away from Wayne Irie and Sound System, Enterprise Radio across the Midlands. Don't forget, I'll be back tomorrow morning between 9 and 12 following Bruce Murray and The Breakfast Show. Hope you join me then.
Love.